In 2012, Carly Sakin and Daniel Weisberg founded The Skim from their couch. Now, 6 years later, their morning newsletter gives over 7 million subscribers the news and information they need to start their day. When they first started the company, they got a lot of advice from other female entrepreneurs. Now they're sharing those conversations and more on their podcast, Skimmed from the Couch. Every week, you'll hear from women like Arianna Huffington, founder of the Huffington Post, and Thrive on why she puts her phone to bed at night. Or how actor Taraji P. Henson got over her first rejection and learned how to negotiate for herself. It's a podcast about the real stuff. Tips and tricks to launch, grow, and change your career. The only rule on the couch? No BS. Check out Skim from the Couch wherever you listen to podcasts. Today I want to talk about something that hits home with me and the recent news of Kate Spade committing suicide. A lot of people don't know that I suffered from severe postpartum depression after I had my daughter. I went to North Shore Child and Family Guidance Center. And I had a therapist and I had a psychiatrist, and I've tried to commit suicide on a number of times. It's undetermined what happens in the brain with these type of thoughts. I know a lot of people are suffering from different types of depression. For me, I was diagnosed with social anxiety and postpartum depression. For some reason, I woke up one day and I just could not stop crying. It was uncontrollable and I couldn't explain it. I just couldn't stop crying. And I would think about going to work and I would have a panic attack. I went to a meeting first off. I went to, if you go to meetup.com, you can select different groups of, where you want to go or who you want to meet up with. You know, they have some for people who have dogs or pugs or anything like that. And this particular group, I wanted to have support from mothers. So we were watching a video about your feelings, and I just... like every feeling, I was like, oh my God, this is me. And once the meeting was over, the organizer of the group, she came to me and she's like, you cried throughout this whole video. She's like, what's going on? And I just like, I couldn't stop crying. As I'm talking to her, I still couldn't stop crying. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. I can't explain it. So she's like, I'm going to refer you to a doctor who is a counselor, and she works with women who may be suffering from postpartum depression or the baby blues, whatever it's called. And I went my first time and I was just, I guess I needed someone to talk to, and I went to her for a year. I was out of work for like 5.5 months, and my psychiatrist put me on Zoloft. I was on the lower dosage, and then I felt like after about a week or two, I wasn't getting any real results. So she increased the dosage just by a little bit, just to try to see if it would help. And I noticed a lot of people are in denial. Like, sometimes you don't even know what it is. You could be unhappy, you could be happy, but it's just something in the brain waves, I guess, that creates this, like, sometimes you feel like you have a another person in your head that is really, really sad. Like, on the outside, you could be happy, you could be financially stable, you could be all of these positive, great things, and it still wouldn't be enough. A lot of people that are nameless are committing suicide. But, you know, when it's a celebrity, it's like, oh my God, you have everything. Or at least it looks that way. Like, you have a family, you have a great house, you have financial support, you have all of these things going for you. You're getting movie roles, and it seems like you're on top of the world. And then all of a sudden, you hear in the news that the person committed suicide. And you're like, oh my God. You know, Robin Williams, that was a shock. 63 years old. You know, everyone knew him from Mrs. Doubtfire. Like, that was my favorite movie. But you never know what is happening in the mind. Like, for him, he was battling, allegedly, he was battling, well, I can't say allegedly because it was true. He was battling Parkinson's disease and dementia. So maybe for that situation, he felt like that was his way out. Maybe in the progressing stage. You're feeling like, I don't want this. I don't want this for myself. I don't want this for my family. And this is the way out. But I think that for myself, I looked at everything that I had and I didn't want to lose it. Because life isn't that bad where you can just go and say, you know, fuck everybody else. I'm gonna just, you know, take care of me and I'm gonna get myself out of this world. Like, if you really need the help, you have to seek the help. You have to want the help. You have to talk to someone, anyone, family, friends, a doctor. Maybe a stranger on the street. or write things down. Like, yesterday, I went over a feelings book with my son. He's 6 years old. He's having a lot of behavioral problems at school. And sometimes he just wants to express himself. But I think he's not able to express himself in the way that he wants to. So I got him a feelings book yesterday. So we're like, okay, how did you feel when you were home? You felt happy, but then when you got to school, you felt ignored, or you felt sad, or you felt angry, or you felt happy. So we went over all the feelings, and I was like, I should have got this book for myself. Because in life, we have these up and down moments. It's a part of life. Like, 1 week I could be extremely happy and then something could go wrong and I'll be extremely sad and miserable. The fortunate part is I don't have suicidal thoughts. I just have moments of, how can I do better this day, or something like that. So I try to remain positive as much as I can be. And I think that when you have the support and people understand your struggle and understand what you're going through, it makes it so much easier. And I think that people just need an outlet. Like, for this episode, I call this my voice journal. And I think that sometimes we need that. Sometimes we need to hear ourselves out loud, and sometimes we need other people to hear us. So, you know, speak your truth. don't live in the past, live in the now. And if you really need the help and you have no one else to talk to, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-8255. And if you wanted to, I don't know if you live in Long Island, but you can definitely reach out to NorthShoreChildGuidance.org. They're in Nassau County. They have a few locations, but here's the main number. It's 516-626-1971. I hope that I've helped someone today. If it was you, I'm happy. I'm elated. I'm ecstatic. If it's someone you know, please pass on the information. We have to learn to love more and stop hating people for mental health diseases that we cannot control. Until next episode, enjoy the rest of your day, my beautiful people. As always, I love everyone, and I hope everyone takes every single day and enjoy it like it's your last.
Good morning, Nakia Marie. As always, you touch us with your voice and your spirit. This was a very powerful story to tell, because a lot of people don't talk about their pain of dealing with depression and how they had thoughts of suicide. Some people just close the door on it and say, oh, well, you know, try to shake it off and, oh, I'll get over it. But it's not an easy thing to get over. We lose people every day, every minute, every second of the hour, dealing with depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, and they find a resort to suicide. So the information that you provided, I'm sure your listeners or someone that's listening, I do pray that they will seek the help that is needed and not find suicide as a last resort. I also wanted to add that my situation at the time was called loss, battling loss. I had to seek help dealing with, attempting suicide, and the thoughts were out of control. They were beyond anything I can grasp. So sometimes it's hard, but I think that us talking about it now and knowing that we are still here and we sought help, I pray that someone else will do the same. Just seek the help that is needed. Don't give up.